we come to the letter of Christ to the church in Laodicea. Now, this is the last one. And this is the city of compromise, according to Sir William Ramsay. He calls it that. Now, this church was founded by Antiochus II in 261 to 246 B.C. It had a Seleucid foundation. Seleucus was one of the generals of Alexander who took Syria, and Lysimachus took Asia Minor. But Seleucus apparently moved over in his territory and took over some of his ground, and this happened to be one of them that he did, because actually this city is very far inland. It is at what is known as the Gates of Phrygia, out of the east, the Oriental East. The great camel caravans came down through the Gates of Phrygia, and they came by and came through Laodicea. Laodicea was a great city, and this road that came out of the east, and it went to Ephesus and to Miletus and also up to what we call today Izmir, but Smyrna in that day. It was in a spectacular place, a great valley, and the ruins that are there today are largely covered up. Wild oats is growing over most of Laodicea, but it's on the Lycus River. That river flows into the Meander River. And it was a name that it meant justice of the people. But actually, it was named for the wife of Antiochus, Laodice. And there were several cities that bear this name, by the way, of Laodicea. This one, of course, was the most famous one of all. Now, it was a great place of wealth. It was a great commercial center, as you can well understand. And it was a place of Greek culture. And it was a place of science and of literature. It had an excellent medical school. It was a center of industry with extensive banking operations. Cicero held court here, and it is said that he brought bills here that he cashed in this city. And they worshiped Jupiter or Zeus, and it was finally abandoned because of earthquakes. And the ruins there are very impressive. What you can see, there are actually two Roman theaters. There's a big stadium there, and there are three early Christian churches. The ruins of them are still there. Now, actually, the city itself has not been excavated. In other words, these ruins, they protrude up through all of the debris and all of the growth that is there. As we said, it looks to me like it's wild oats that grow all over the place. And I heard from a man in Istanbul that there was an American foundation that had set aside $2 or $3 million to excavate Laodicea. And if I wasn't so involved, I'd love to go over there and join in that excavation. I think it would be very much worthwhile. Now, this was a city that was a big business place. They made clothing there, and they manufactured an eye salve. You can stand on the ruins of Laodicea and look around at the hills that are not too far away. And from there, you can see where Colossae is located. You can also see back toward Hierapolis, where the springs are. And actually, the greatest ruins are not in Colossae or Laodicea, but really in Hierapolis. But the hills there have a very funny color. And they took that clay and they made it into a salve for eyes and also for ears. And it was shipped all over the Roman Empire. Now, today, the chemical analysis reveals that there's nothing healing in that clay at all. But somebody made good money at it in that day, and somebody says, well, today we're civilized. My friends, there's a lot of medicine on the market today, won't do you a bit of good, and we're just buying it just fast as we can. In fact, we're given high-pressure advertising, so we buy it. We better not criticize these people too much. But the Lord Jesus did. He told them they better buy the real eye salve that would open their eyes. But now we're going to see that.